morning. It's Friday, and you are here with us on the Gareth Cliff Show on the Real Network. And yeah, tomorrow is the beginning of the third month of the year.
My favorite month.
Your favorite? Well, I wonder why.
It's my birthday month.
There we go. So get ready, because Simpiwe puts a wish list out on the internet and waits for blesses to bring her all of her stuff.
Come on now. A girl can only ask. Like, that's the only thing I can ever do.
Well, someone very wise once said to me, if you don't ask, you don't get.
Thank you.
So, you know, maybe you should ask for what you want. I just saw my bank send me these things.
Notifications.
It's money coming off my account, not coming in. Anyway, look, I did a very stupid thing the other day.
What did you do?
And
Gareth?
I know you're going to mock me, and I'm ready for it. Okay. And I deserve it.
Okay. I have my tea in hand, so I'm ready.
Let me spill the tea. My domestic worker needs a TV.
Okay.
So I said, no problem, I'll buy the TV. Okay. But nobody has a TV license. Why are you laughing already?
I think I know what you're going to say, but continue.
So you can't buy a TV if you don't have a TV license. They won't let you walk out of the shop. Now, the last time I had to buy a TV, because my TV's old. It's been there 12 or 13 years, okay? Honestly, it's been there a long-ass time. In fact, it's probably even 15 years by now.
Okay.
And it only gets turned on every now and then. That's why it's lasted so long.
Sure.
Most people's TV's on the whole time.
Yeah.
So, clearly my domestic worker watches a lot more TV, because this is the third one now.
Hectic.
Okay? Anyway, so I'm like, no, don't worry, I'll get the TV.
Okay.
Can't, because you can't buy it online. Mm-hmm. You can't go into the shop. They won't sell. No one will sell you a TV without a TV license.
So what did you do, Gareth?
So I paid my TV.
You need to say that louder. You need to say that louder.
So I paid my TV license.
Oh, look at you. You're a good South African citizen. I'm laughing because I feel the pain. I feel the pain in your behalf.
So last time I did it, a friend of mine who's like, she's very nerdy, and she's like, I pay my TV license. She said it at one party. We were all saying we don't pay. So I phoned her and I said to her, I'm going to borrow your TV license and go and do this. That was the last time, right? This time.
You have to be an adult.
Yeah. Oh. Guys, what's going on here in Midrand? I have a meeting out here. So I came to the Virgin Active at Colswold. It stinks of BO so badly. You know what? Can I tell you something? We'll get back to TV license in a minute. Why are some people unaware of how much they smell? I saw a video on Instagram the other day. Some Zimbabwean guy on a taxi, and the guys on the taxi, listen to this, Simpiwe, the rest of the passengers dunked him in water with soap and made him wash magazimpompini there in the right outside the taxi rank. But why are some people not aware of the fact that, do you not have a nose? Can you not smell?
You can.
So what is that? Why are some, because there's some guys who also, whether it's at the gym, whether it's in the shops, wherever it is, they don't know. And maybe nobody loves them and no one will say to them,
I think that's what happens, right? I am going to give people the benefit of the doubt that in the morning they do wash, right? They either don't put enough, or the particular deodorant that they use doesn't work for them, right? Mm-hmm. And so they go about their day, and I think they start like, and then they're like, nah, it's fine. It's not that bad. But by the time it gets to me, it's already like,
and in a taxi where you are squashed in like sardines.
And they don't open the windows in the taxi.
No.
That is
very unpleasant. So these other passengers actually grabbed this guy and they manhandled him into, like,
it was bad.
You know, a drum, one of those drums that they put water or petrol or whatever
that's community service.
They dunked him in with soap.
Yes. And they say umuntu nabantu, like,
yeah, the hand washes the hand.
Yeah, literally they did that, because some people really don't know how bad they stink, and you maybe get used to the smell. It's like walking into Joburg. If you go there every day, you forget how bad it smells.
And he came out like,
oh,
He was very unhappy.
He probably got a girlfriend even after that.
Maybe, but I don't know if he's going to keep doing it. Yeah. All right, so lots of people giving me shit about the licenses. GC willingly got scammed. Your former employee, SABC, is proud of you. Gareth, you are weak. It's your fault that they spew that rubbish on the television. It's all you. Gareth got scammed. Defund SABC. Guys, what's going on? I mean, lots of this.
Hey.
I can help you, Gareth, says Mapelo, but only if I buy it online.
Ha! That sounds like a scam.
No. Mapelo won't scam me, but what he means is, like, I can use his license to buy.
No.
But why do you have a license? You paid yours.
Then. Yeah, you see what I mean? Like, at the end of the day.
So I'm upset because I handed over a fair amount of money, by the way. Yeah. I've not paid this thing in 15 years.
Yeah, it's a
minimum.
Lot.
And it adds up. So I paid it. I don't feel good about that. You know how when you pay a traffic fine, you feel good because you're like, okay, they're not going to stop me and arrest me. I don't feel good about this one at all. And the problem is now that I've paid,
you have to do it.
They're going
to
keep watch. They're going to like, oh, where's our next one? And,
That's the issue. And, you just open a can of worms for yourself. But you know what? It's okay, Gareth, because you've gotten away with it once. I believe in you. You can do it again.
Bitcoin Butt says, Gareth, I need a TV, please.
Now man. You're the go-to guy, hey? Like,
sell the TV and buy the dip. Smelling good, says Carl, is more important than looking good. There are fat people I can tolerate because they smell nice. Now, we played a promo in the break of our show, Let's Talk Man.
Yes.
With all the doctors. Mm-hmm. And they were looking, Nomcebo, their producer, was looking for a very fat person to be on the show the other day. And so she asked me, and I said, I can't help you. I don't know any fat people. And I really don't. I don't know any. But she found one. God bless her. That is a resourceful woman. She found one. Take a look. We've got a picture of him. He was on the show this week. Take a look. Jesus.
I reserve all comments.
I will.
I shall not
Which
make...
furniture did you guys use?
Hey, don't worry, Gareth. Just know nothing broke. Nothing broke. And the show will come out next week, Monday, 6 o'clock. On the real network.
Did we have to open the double doors? Be honest.
Gareth, don't ask any.
Who is that? Take a leg.
Maybe 2.0.
Take a leg, bambizzo petti.
I don't want to say anything more.
Anyway, that guy was on the show. You had to use two cameras for one
shot. You guys are making it worse, okay?
Well, that guy also ate my TV license. So now I feel even worse. Oh, my God. All right. So what do we got here? Bitcoin Butt says, was the lift working and is it broken now? Lee Ass won't be happy on Monday. By the way, we're on the second floor.
Yes.
And I don't ever use – I've never used the lift.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
Okay, if you're going up two or three floors, you can do the stairs. It's probably a good bit of cardio for someone like me who could lose a bit of weight.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't put that guy. He couldn't have gone up the stairs. He would have been out of breath. And he would have died of something at the top. But he is trying to lose weight.
I don't want to say anything. He is trying to lose weight. So he probably did take the stairs because he needs the exercise. But listen to the show, guys. I'm sure it's amazing.
Mapelo is also in the same position I'm in. Says, I recently bought a TV. That's why I have a TV license. Take a Lot wouldn't sell me a TV without a license. See, Mapelo, you and I, we're in the same WhatsApp group
now. Guys, that's the biggest scam ever.
But we've been taken, hey. Because that is, you know, like when you pay taxes and you know you're not getting anything back. But
this one hurts.
At least some of my tax money or yours is going like to a social grant or a, you know, there's some single mom out there who's struggling with something and maybe it just helps her a little bit. And not that government ever hand that money over to the people who need it the most.
Yes.
But I like to think that. With the TV license, nothing good is going to come from that.
That's a scam you willingly walked into. Yeah. You know, people talk about, I got scammed,
guys. I got robbed at the ATM. That's what happened. I got robbed at the ATM. I don't know. It was a moment.
Someone was like, give me your money. And
it was
you
a
just
moment
gave
of
them.
Such weakness. You know how I used to mock Leanne about how she paid her e-tolls?
Oh, yes. Yes. Hey, Leanne, you've been such a great citizen for all of us. Like, shout out to you, babes. Like, without you, I don't know if you'd be here, eh?
You would never fall for that shit.
I, I don't.
Yeah, you see, I needed you.
I don't have a TV license. I've never paid e-tolls. Don't ask me about my tickets.
Person. You're a good person. Because actually, you're an accomplice to a crime if you hand that money over to those
people. I refuse to be scammed. I refuse. Ladies and gentlemen, please know.
All right. Well, you said something nice. You did something nice for your domestic worker. Just look at it that way. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Smelling good leaves a good impression on a person. Remember them for their scent. And if they smell really good, especially scents like strawberry and vanilla, the nicest and most tolerable, says Strayomati 19, who we've heard from already this morning. But that is a good point. You know, your sense of smell is probably the most complicated of the senses for us to replicate. We now have virtual reality. We have all kinds of other things that we can do for sound. Smell is complicated as hell because smell also influences taste.
Yes.
And for people who have an inability to smell, like a lot of people during COVID, for example, they lost their sense of smell. You can't taste anything either.
Yeah.
So there's a lot to be said for people who do smell nice. I mean, that's why the fragrance industry is a multi-billion dollar business, right?
Yes. But also, did you know, so I found this out, babies use smell to be able to tell who's their mom.
Yeah.
So, so after giving birth, the mom does have a bit of like body odor. It's not that bad, but that's for the baby. So the baby can smell their mom.
It's exactly right. It's like an imprinting type thing. Yes. Right? And I can still remember how like an ex from 10 years ago.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I can still remember like what, and not because I knew what perfume she wore.
Yes.
But I can still remember like how it smelt on her. And it's often smells that bring back memories. Like if you smell a certain food, it brings back a memory. Like that really imprints very, because your nose is the only sense that is connected directly to the brain. Mm. The nerve, the olfactory nerve, is straight into the brain, into the center of the brain.
Mm.
It's pretty wild. And I listened to a podcast a while ago from this woman who is like she's a scent maker for brands. So, for example, if you go into any Western hotel in the world, Westin,
okay,
the lobby always smells the same.
Yes.
She designed that, the smell for them. So there's a brand scent.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So if you're in marketing and advertising, you'll probably know more about this than I do. But Nike, for example, that new shoe smell, that is not an actual smell from the leather and the rubber and the various fabrics and plastics and shoelaces and whatever else they use in the shoes. They actually create a scent that they spray into the box.
Mm-hmm.
That's what that smell is.
So since we're talking about smell, fun fact, car manufacturers manufacture the sound of the car door. They've altered it because cars back in the day were much more heavier. They had that natural, like, heavy clunk. Uh-huh. And then as they started making the cars from different material and it became lighter, so the clunk was much more, it wasn't there.
You want it to sound substantial.
Yes. Yeah. So car manufacturers have now, like, altered your car door to still have that heavy clunk sound. And I went down a rabbit hole of, like, sounds now.
Oh, really?
Yes, I did. And there's a thing called pink noise now. In cars where you'll only hear it when you're about to be in an accident. And it's a sound that plays, it's at 80 decibels, so that like the impact of the accident is very loud. So to protect your ears, it plays that sound.
Wow.
Yes, because accidents are very loud. But it gets better. Wait, there's more.
Look at this.
I'm like being a whole nerd about this.
Go on.
So car sounds as well is something like, you know, wait, the British Library is now also like saving car sounds because because we have like electric cars now and they don't have a sound.
They don't.
Right. So now Jaguar is saying that like in 2025, they're going fully electric. So they're saving like various car sounds because one day we might not hear them. But also, you know, Hans something.
Zimmer.
Yes, him. He is also the guy who was appointed to compose the sound of e-mobility for BMW.
Because I suppose they, you also as a pedestrian, you need to hear the car.
Yes.
Most people aren't looking. They're looking at their phones. And that's so why that's we're all manufactured.
Yes.
Yeah, but some of these cars are actually making fake sounds to play.
Yes.
So that they at least have a sound.
Yes. And he's the guy who's making
that's
it.
That's amazing.
And it gets better. Wait, there's more.
Shit. Look at this. We've gone down a rabbit hole.
You see the sound that the sound that you hear on your mouse, like when you click?
The click.
That's not a real sound. That's a speaker.
No.
that they put for the click, click. It's actually a speaker.
No way.
Serious, guys.
Really?
Like, I promise you, go Google this. I promise you this is true. In fact, going back to cars and the sound, there was a guy who is like he drives and tests cars. He was driving a Ford Mustang, and the speaker like blew out, and he thought the engine went out because the engine sound is from the speaker. It's all manufactured, guys.
Wow.
But okay, wait, there's more. Let me impress you. I've sent James this video of so in 2010 Jaguar made a car that sounded like a Jaguar.
No, show me.
I really did go down the rabbit hole of sounds.
Wow. That's amazing.
So yeah, sound is very much manufactured. Shit. And the sounds that you hear are not naturally like always there. It's manufactured. Fun fact.
I'm blown away. All right, you know what? If you're watching us on a TV, it was worth paying your TV license this morning. What can I say? Mapelo says one day they're going to implement a phone license. Only people with a phone license will be able to buy a new phone. We let our government get away with so much, which gives them so much power. You're right. They will find a way. Apparently.
I mean, they're trying to charge us for our laptops.
Yeah, apparently they're also trying to get a fine out of Google and Facebook and Instagram and all these things. You know why? Because they say, those guys... It's unfair. They are getting all the eyes, and they are the sites that people are going to. And actually, you know, IOL and News24 deserve some of those. So what, you're going to make it better by fining them and then what? Taking the money as tax? I don't see how that helps any of them.
Our government doesn't like working.
And they're shit, by the way, those other local sites. Don't go to them. Is there a biological reason for a smelly crotch? Says Carl. I don't know.
You smell is closest
is the closest sense to memory, says Sugar Shabalala. Neil says, remember how my ex's cuck smelled? Oh my god. Really? Thanks, Neil. That's lovely. Women smell so good.
Thank you.
Scientology is a great company. Scientology, no, Scentology.
Oh,
sorry.
I was gonna say those are two different things.
But Scientology is also a very profitable company, yeah. Simpiwe. You're looking so skinny, says Dr. Robin.
It's called breastfeeding.
Oh, that's right.
That's it.
Ananda says, I have a theory. Maybe picking a mate, we mask our true smell and we pick genetically the wrong partner. Well, there's something to be said about how all these artificial smells are actually preventing us from being able to use our sense of smell to detect things that before we would have, they would have been like genetic markers for us. So you would have been able to, you would have been attracted to the smell of the person it would have been best for you to have children with.
And now you're attracted to the Gucci smell.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. So you get people who are like, they're creating like kids and shit.
Got you.
Anyway, being well groomed and smelling good and taking care of your health is the highest form of self-respect. And statistically, you will get employed more and you will be respected more. That is what Lee says. We don't know whether that's true or not. That's just what she says. And then one woman jumped a stop sign yesterday. I nearly crashed into her car. Fun fact, she was driving a Polo. Women driving a Polo, terrible combination. Very sexist, Mapelo, but thank you.
Okay. Since we're talking about cars now and Polo drivers, we have a new pandemic on our hands.
What?
Quid and Picanto drivers. I don't know who gave them the crack. But hey, those people think they're driving BMWs. They think
Quid
they're driving
and Picanto drive.
Yes, they think they're driving a Porsche. They think they're there with the Ferrari. Yay, guys, they're driving 140, 120. Guys, relax. They are worse than polo drivers. We have a new pandemic on our hands.
This is a big problem.
It is. They annoy me. They're busy pressing me on the road. And I'm like, relax. I'm trying to spare your life, okay? Your wheels might pop off. But no. They want to go. They thinking that, hey, I have this car. Guys, your car's small and it's a piccanini. Just drive at 100. It's not a German car. Just drive at 100, please. Because,
I don't know.
New pandemic we have. It's a new problem. Promise you.
Durban Dope says, this is an interesting point, vaping is way more popular than cigarettes because of the smell.
Yes. I actually don't mind people vaping around me.
I don't mind it either.
Yes. But too many people vape, so...
Doesn't a quid have a speed limit of 60 kilometers per hour?
They're pushing it to like 100. That's why I'm worried for them. I'm like, your life, child, your life. Your car might just... Stop pushing, guys.
So Simpiwa is actually more concerned for you if you're driving one of these cars too fast.
Yes, and they're like on the road thinking that they...
They're competing with the big boys. It's not...
Your car's small.
What is it, a piccanini?
It's a piccanini car. It's this big, you know. My whole hand could probably pick it up. It's very, very small. Drive at 60, drive at 80. Be safe on the road. And let the big boys drive. We have a new pandemic now. I don't know
I didn't know this was a problem, but now that you've explained it. Okay. All right.
Girl, I've been praying for them so much this week. Yo. So please, guys, please take heed to this message because I don't want anything to happen to the quid and Picanto drivers. Please, I don't.
No, you're lying, Sims. Not the click. That's a mechanical sound, says Barely Vocal.
No, but it's actually, guys, go research this. I promise you. The mouse sound, it's not...
Dave says he agrees with you. It's a cheap car. The nuts and bolts will undo themselves at that speed.
Guys, I am public safety roads, whatever, call me that. I am doing you guys a service for saying drive slow. That's what that car was meant for. People that want to drive at 80.
Durban Dope says, in Durban, we call them Phoenix Ferraris. All right, so there we go. We are solving problems this morning. Despite my embarrassing paying of my TV license, it's led to a whole conversation about smells and sounds and now the kinds of cars you should look out for who think they're the big boys on the road, but they're really not. I don't know. I mean, that's a lot of public service for one morning.
I know, right?
I almost feel like we should stop, but we've got a great guest to talk to this morning and there's exciting stuff here. If you think you're good looking, all right, and most people have this idea because of Instagram now. Mm-hmm. They're like, I'm a model.
Like,
no, but you're not really.
Ish.
Okay, so here's the story.
Mm-hmm.
Johan Ungerer is the event planner and luxury brand expert. He can tell you about luxury brands as well. Ooh. He's this is his thing. But this guy is okay. So I'll tell you the whole story.
Okay.
2 years ago,
okay,
a friend of mine was invited to the show that he put on in Pretoria called Opulent Models.
Ooh. Okay?
So I was like, I think
it
these
smells good.
I think these. There we go. I think the model shows are stupid because I went to one or two of them long ago, and I was like, this is boring. Mm-hmm. This thing was mega, Simpiwe. Literally 1,000, 2,000, 3,000 people in that Sunbed Arena in Pretoria.
Sure.
Models moving like there was not time for you to be bored because they walk past you like this on the stage, and people are cheering, and it's like it's an event. It's a proper thing. So I was like, wow, I'm impressed with this thing. So I went up to him afterwards and I said, listen, we've never really met before. I'm so impressed with this show. And the next year it was even bigger and even better. And if there's anyone who knows what they're doing in this business, it's this guy. Mm. He's sitting right next to you. So he knows what he's talking about. So Johan, welcome to the studio. Finally, we've been trying to organize this for a while. And it's great to have you here. And congrats on this amazing show that you're doing. And you're busy getting ready for the next one, which will be in
August. Yeah.
But he's already doing the work.
Mm-hmm.
And he's scouting for models. So if you think you look like something, Yeah, let's start with that. Like, where are you going to be this weekend looking for models?
So, Gareth, well, first of all, guys, thank you for having me.
Simpiwa is more excited because she said you smell great.
Yes.
She's interested in the modeling show.
Talking about the scent, you know, giving off that. You have to smell good.
All right, so tell us first, you know, because everybody in this country thinks they're a model. Well, everyone in the world does now, thanks to social media. And they're not. Okay, but where are you scouting? So where are you going to find these talented people?
So basically, our last scouting is this evening in Melville and Illovo. So it's our last scouting this evening.
Oh, Melville.
Are you sure about Melville, It's a bit dangerous.
Illovo, you might have some luck. Okay, so what are you doing? Are you going to be walking around there looking and checking who's good looking,
who's got talent,
adding them to the list?
We're trying to find these hidden gems.
You know? Yeah, you're not looking for people who are already
100%. Okay. Yeah, we really want to find those people that, you know what, we can work with, we can groom them, we can mold them into the next best thing.
So if you find me on the corner of Melville, will you take me?
If you smell good.
Okay.
So Sims, I mean, this is an important part of what they do, because he's not just going to have a like crowning ceremony and then you disappear and no one ever hears from you again. Yeah. You're actually going to send people to London. Yeah. You're going to get them international. You're going to create opportunities for them. And at the same time, create opportunities for brands to work with the people who do this. Yes. Undiscovered talent.
That's correct, yes, yeah.
Okay. So how did it all start?
Well, 10 years ago.
10
years ago, two models, boardroom, and today we're literally sitting with, last year, a few months ago, we had, 5,500 people, Times Square Sunbed Arena, 200 models, nine categories. So, you know what? It's by the grace of God that this thing's growing and growing and growing, but it's about paying it forward in this industry and creating opportunity for aspiring and professional models. So,
And you have different categories here as well. So it's not just your runway models, your photographic models. You've also got categories for people who have transformed themselves. Yeah. You've got people who do a little bit of like the fitness look.
Body of the year, fitness physique.
Right. Yeah. I mean, this is all very, very exciting. You even have a category for people who've never tried this before, and maybe they're not 18 years old anymore, but older, and they want to give it a go.
Exactly. Because
there's a demand for models of all kinds.
No, definitely. And I mean, if we look at our age gaps, it's between 16 up to 55. Sure. You know, and I mean, we've got a lot of professional people that actually enter for the show as well, where, I mean, we've got advocates, we've got doctors. I mean, Bianca, our current winner for Fitness Physique, I mean, she's a doctor. And I'm like, it just shows you, if your passion is modeling and you really want to pursue this, then go for it. I mean, if not, why not?
And what kind of things do you think the market wants when it comes to models? Because it's always been that there these agencies that they control, they send people to castings. I mean, in some ways, it's kind of a little antiquated. Or is that still the way it works? So if you're a brand and you need a person to appear in an ad, for example, whether it's a still photograph or whether it's video or whether it's on, you know, activations or whatever it might be. How does that work? Because you have made this show of yours the number one place for people to also seek commercial opportunities as models.
So, Gareth, I think it's very difficult with regard to this industry, because every person thinks they're a model, and there's a lot of agencies, talent agencies, modding agencies. And I think, you know what, we want to create a one-stop shop for all models and aspiring models where, you know what, if brands want to link with them, you know, give them that opportunity.
Yeah.
That at the end of the day, for us, it's about the model. They need to be able to earn an income, make a living out of this. I mean, it doesn't help that you're pretty, but you know what? You can't pay your bills.
Mm. Right.
So for us, it's about paying it forward. Yes, you're good looking. Yes, you're on billboards. Yes, you're doing campaigns, magazines, TV, radio, whatever it might be. But you still need to make a living as an artist as such and as a model. And you know what? It doesn't help that you see yourself on a billboard on a highway and it's like, okay, oh, that's me, but you got R5,000.
Now, what about training people to be better models? How does that work? Because what do you need to know? I always think like actors, and I had an actor in here on Wednesday who's, you know, he's done really well. He's been in a couple of Hollywood movies and all the rest of it. And I always joke that they're just pretending and if you could pretend well you're an actor. But what sort of things does a model need? Do they just have to look good? Is that enough?
No.
What else do you need to do?
Don't be a diva.
Oh, really?
Don't be a diva. Ooh, don't be full of
that
yourself.
Counts you out.
At least you smell good, honey.
Okay, so what do you mean? Don't be a diva. What else?
Nobody wants to work with high maintenance people. I think that's
true for any industry.
100%. And I think it gets to a point where, you know what, just be yourself.
Yeah.
You know what? No one can take that away from you. And just go in there, be yourself, and don't think you are the don't think you're the shit. Let me call it what
you
it
can
is.
Say it, yeah.
You know what? Don't think you're the shit, because the thing is, behind you there's 10 better, 100 better looking people than you. So respect it, appreciate it, and take it. Take that opportunity. You know what? Within this industry, not a lot of people get opportunities, unfortunately.
Who are your current winners? Tell us who they are and what they've done.
So we obviously have Ruan. He won Top Model Worldwide London a few months ago. Reta Bile, I mean, this girl, she is honestly the next Naomi Campbell. I mean, she's 17. She's extremely tall. I mean, she placed first place in Top Model Worldwide London as well.
Wow.
We've obviously got several other categories, fitness. We've got our men's open category. We've got our Mr. Mrs. Ooh. So we've got various different categories, but it's also about creating that inclusiveness within this industry, which is important.
What are you looking for when you scout, like at tomorrow night's event or Saturday? This is the last.
Tonight's the last one. Yeah.
Tonight's the last one. Mm-hmm. It's not even Saturday. So just tonight.
Only tonight.
And if someone goes to the venues that we'll tell you where they are later on, because people, you know, sometimes it's the mom who's like, oh, you're such a beautiful girl. Maybe you should go to this thing. But actually, she's the mom, so she thinks her daughter's pretty. Ooh, but her daughter's a fucking troll. Sometimes sometimes it's some guy who, he's got 10 likes on his picture and he's like, oh, I'm going to go and be a model. What are you looking for?
Uniqueness.
No, but yeah.
Being unique and
like some special ingredient.
I would definitely say, if I look at Reta Bile, for example, I mean, we actually scouted her school last week, Friday.
Guys, look up Reta Bile, opulent model, and you'll find a picture of her so we can see who we're talking about.
We scouted at her school. And I mean, I spoke to one of her educators and she said, you know what, so many people passed her by and she entered for competitions and agencies. And I'm like, but why? And you know what? It's those hidden gems that we want to find. Because it's like, how many agencies did not see their talent? I mean, she's almost 2 meters tall. When she walks, she commands a ramp. You know, and I think that's the importance that we need to find these incredible gems that's out there that don't have the self-confidence. They look at the magnitude of the show and, oh, you need to walk in front of 5,500 people. But it's more than that. That's why we do give mentorship, training, coaching to make them comfortable. Because when you're in an arena, yeah, it's daunting.
Well, Homotsa says, of course, my daughter's beautiful. Well, you see, this is the problem with you moms.
Very biased. Yeah.
Going to be very biased.
Very biased.
And then somebody says here, shame, Gareth, troll children have dreams too. Yeah, but
be an accountant. It's okay.
Yeah, we need them to be accountants. Yeah, absolutely. Also have to have good cheekbones, probably a good sunglasses model, says Dave. That's if you have high cheekbones. You can grow thick skin by making money while everyone else hates on you, rolls up the window and drives away. That's the kind of thing people are looking at here. Are you worried that we're running out of good-looking people? Because sometimes when I'm in the car and I look around me in traffic, I think, oh, Jesus. You know, Simpi was worried about the quids and the and the picantos, but I'm worried about how... You see, when you're inside my head looking out at the world... You have very high, impossibly high standards. You think everyone's got to be beautiful. Obviously, they look at me and they don't. They go, oh. But but from my point of view, and I only know my point of view, I don't know anyone else's, you're an expert in this. Are we a very beautiful country or are we a very ugly country or are we somewhere in between?
We got beautiful people in this country.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Definitely. And I mean, even if, you know, like I say to the guys as well, that each and every year they go through this whole process with the next opulent model. And it's a thing where people might not think that they're good looking, but take them through the whole process.
Right.
You know, train them, mentorship, coaching.
Someone who's raised in, you know, without love. They've never been for a haircut. They've never had a proper outfit put on them.
We'll
suddenly
help them.
You transform the caterpillar into a butterfly.
Yeah.
You could actually see that happen. All right. And this show, I mean, one of the reasons that I was keen to get Johan in here is not just so that if you have a kid who wants to be a model, you can take them to this this model scouting event. Also because this show that you put on is next level. I mean, you've got big sponsors involved, Mercedes-Benz and Sun International and, you know, all kinds of really big sponsors. So the model doesn't – this is not some Mevrouw Klerksdorp competition.
I'm just going to say, be careful what you say there. Like, oh my God.
Okay, no, because you don't run Mevrouw Klerksdorp, do you?
I said, no, I don't.
But
is there one,
you know,
though?
She gets a sash and a plastic crown from the China Mall, and that's it. That's what she gets, right? And that's the end of her modeling career. Yeah. With your show, they first of all, just the show itself, the people who are there, it's like thousands of people.
Yeah.
And then you've got all the online stuff, which is huge. So what happens for these models when they win?
So obviously last year, if each and every year it differs. So last year, if we have a look at, we had 17, and our current winners, we've got 17 winners. Mm. They each walked away with 75,000 rands worth of prizes, gifts, ambassadorships. And for me, it's a thing where if you've got one winner, it's easy. It's very easy to focus on one person. I mean, anybody can do that. I mean, I'll do that with my eyes closed. But if you've got 17 individuals, 17 different personalities that you need to manage for a year long. And you know what? It's a great feeling because you know that as much as they give to the brand needs to give to them because it's a two-way street. And it's about, you know, creating these opportunities for them. I mean, we, for example, with a few of our winners, we did an incredible campaign and shoot with Times Square Sunbed Arena. And we're waiting for that campaign to come out. And I mean, for a non-professional model to walk away with a win on our ramp and to do a campaign with a Sun International venue.
That's big. That's big.
I mean, it's a big deal.
I mean, these are the Miss South Africa people, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Kelvin Peterson says, hey, Johan, thank you for your great input in the industry. I think it's important that we also realize that for many of these people, it does build their confidence.
100%.
So you could be a little fading flower. Mm-hmm. You know, you've been told by everybody that you are plain or that you're not that beautiful. And then you get into the right situation and you have wardrobe and makeup and you have someone teaching you how to walk and put your shoulders back and all of this stuff. And suddenly some girl or guy who's been kind of forgettable becomes, wow.
And it does happen. I mean, we see it each and every year with regards to our full rehearsal day. I mean, it's like from 5 a.m. in the morning until midnight where we rehearse. Oh. But it's also a thing where you can see the models are extremely stressed. And you know what? They freak out of the magnitude of, obviously, the show. Because, I mean, when you're in that arena and you look and you know...
Well, this is an arena that they have major concerts in.
I mean, Tyler performed there.
Yeah.
You know, the other
Robbie
day,
Williams so. Just
yeah,
did.
Yeah, he was there, yeah.
For heaven's sake. So this is not some small thing. Okay, I like that. This bra can cut my hair any day, says Charles, but you're not a hairdresser.
Uh-uh.
No.
I'm fine, thank you.
A lot of people say your eyebrows are the vibe. They love
I can help you there.
Roxanne says, I used to judge school modeling competitions. It really builds up young girls' confidence, too. Lee says, we've got some ugly fuckers around. See, I'm with Lee here. Maybe it's just...
This is why you're not the judge for this, okay?
I mean, I paid my TV license. I paid my TV license, all right? So don't you give me trouble. You're an illegal TV user.
Don't you judge me,
I'm judging you.
TV license.
So actually, Johan did ask me to judge. How's that? And I judged alongside Harry Nell from the formerly of the NPA. And who's now with AFRI Forum.
Mm-hmm.
They prosecute all those. A brigadier from the police.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what were you looking for, Gareth, when you were judging?
No, it was so quick. I can tell you this. Like, you literally, all I'm doing is making sure that I don't leave anyone out. And then it's simple. He doesn't make it complicated for you. You have to just give a number from 1 to 10.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
So you don't have time to think. You don't have time to evaluate. You're just like 1 to 10. Okay, no, she's a 5 or a 6, or he's a 3, or he's a whatever. Mm. You literally do that. But I mean, there are a bunch of judges. There were how many?
There were 9.
Sophie
and Daba.
Daba was there as
well. Oh, yes.
Yeah?
Zari, the boss lady, was there.
There we go. Yes.
You're international like that.
It's a thing.
Yeah. So I was the least famous judge. Yes. But yeah.
We put Gareth in the corner there.
And I honestly thought this is going to be the lamest thing when I went 2 years ago. And I was blown away. And I love the fact that people like you are creating something out of where there's nothing before. There wasn't ever an event of this magnitude for people who want to do this. You create something for all their friends and family to come and support them at. I mean, it's a very, very cool thing to do.
Thank you.
Yeah. No, well done. I might be biased, says Carl, but when I went to the Portuguese consulate last week, there were 4 unbelievably attractive women. I was so relieved that hot women still exist here.
You should have taken their number.
Just 4, he says, in that tiny space. Would AI have any impact on the modeling industry, says Shaq's Life. Have you thought about that?
Not yet.
Not yet.
Not yet.
But what about when we get AI models and they replace humans?
Because
they're going to cost nothing. They won't whine. They won't be a diva.
That's also true.
You know, it's going to happen. Komotsa says her whole family is beautiful. You could pay my TV license and I'll send you a picture.
That sounds like a bribe. Yeah, okay.
Is there a market for slightly thinning, hairy men, or should I stick to OnlyFans? Says Barely Vocal Media.
Question, right? Because in the office, Michaela is starting an OnlyFeeds account.
Yeah, isn't she meant to be on the show this morning to tell us about that? Oh.
Okay. So, like, what are your thoughts on, like, you know, people now doing only feet and hand models?
The only pages.
Yes.
I suppose live and let live. It's each to their own. Okay. I mean, I think it's, you know what, everybody's so judgmental, you know, with regard to certain aspects and this and that. And I'm like, you know what, if you want to do it, do it. Okay. If it doesn't hurt anybody, if it doesn't harm anybody, you know.
Okay, Andile's got a really good question. How do you know if you're ugly?
Look in the mirror.
Oh. Oh, how would you know? Honestly, I trust Gareth's judgment, says Lee. Oh, be careful. Harry's a lawyer. Harry's a lawyer, not a judge. Yes, okay, that's correct. Harry Nell. Get Johan to rate James and Flex. Okay, oh, okay. James, come on here.
Let's go.
Are you going to judge?
Oh, hell.
James, come out here.
And you must tell us what you're looking for. I mean, afterwards, what, you know.
Okay, there's James.
Model number one. Rate Give James us a side profile.
Rate James out of.
The other side?
Out of 10. No, you've already been on the stage too long.
All right, thank
you. At your show, he's gone by now.
Yeah, he's gone by now.
Okay, bye.
Go, thank you. Flex, it's your turn.
Flex, come on.
Karen, are you going to give us a rating for him and for
You
Flex?
Need to give us a right and left profile. Thank you so much.
Okay, Flex,
come in. Right. You need to be faster.
Okay.
Other side.
All right, Johan, what do we got? Out of 10 for James, what do we got?
6.
6. Ooh. That's not bad. That's Mm-mm. better than average.
Okay.
Okay, good.
And then Flex.
Flex.
6.
Oh, that seems like a safe thing that you're doing, man. See, it's hard to be a judge.
Mm. So what were you looking for over there? Why did you give them a 6?
So Dave says
the lights
James,
are very bright here. So like
stop making excuses. James, James could do modeling for Incredible Connections.
Can we get them as a sponsor? Wow.
Okay. This is why Simps and Gareth look like models this morning. Do we? Oh, wow. Oh. Thanks, Roxanne. That's very nice of you, and complete lies. But maybe you, not me. Okay, so what should people, even ugly ones, even hunchbacks and people with club feet and people who, you know, they smell bad or whatever.
Honey, no, you got
to help us. You got to help us here. Johan, how can everybody make themselves a little more beautiful? I said just now, you know, the way that you teach people to walk, mm-hmm. the way you teach people to take pictures, for example. I mean, that could be, you give us some tips so that all of us, all the great unwashed who will never make it into your shows, help all of us to also look a little bit better. Go on.
I think, you know, beauty.
He's really, I'm asking him the hardest
question. He's trying to be politically correct.
I am,
you know?
Honestly.
He's
and I'm like, listen, you know what?
I don't want to tell you the truth.
No, go on. There is a way for all of us to look better.
I must say, I think with regard to our show, we're very, very honest. Yeah. We are that, you know what? We'll never scout people that we can't groom and obviously change into
a better version of themselves.
See, thank you, Gareth.
Should you put your chin down or up in photographs?
Oh, no, up. Nobody wants to see these.
And is a bit of side profile important? Like straight up, you know, straight on like that.
Is there something such as a good side? You know?
Most definitely.
Oh, really?
100%.
What's Simpiwe's good side? Is it her left or her right? Just because this is your territory. You know what
you're going to like.
She's got the, what do you think?
Yeah. Just like that.
Okay. The right.
Yeah.
You prefer the right. Which one's my good side? The left or the right?
Both sides.
No, bullshit. What a lot of shit. No, seriously. Come on. Help me out here.
Let's do it.
Sims?
The other side.
That's on the other side.
What, the back of the fucking head? Is that what you're
amazing.
Saying?
Stay like that the whole show.
All right. Great. Nice of you. All right.
I think, Gareth, it's also, you know, if we have a look at, I mean, how many people have aspirations? You know,
too many.
To be a model, I think you never want to break down people's dreams and their hopes and aspirations. And, you know, but also you need to be fair. You need to be honest enough. Okay. You know, but you don't want to set people up for failure and say, oh, you know what, come and walk on the show. It's fine. You know, hence why we've got a huge panel that will be doing the selections next week. And, you know, they are very crucial and critical with regards to who will be allowed on that ramp. Ooh. And obviously in front of thousands of people, because I think is the last thing that you want to know is put people through and knowingly, you know, that they will not stand a chance. Because, I mean, you know what? It's not about just numbers. It's literally about finding those, the next opulent model South Africa.
Okay. So on that note, where are you going to be in Johannesburg tonight so that people can come and meet you and they can talk to you about all this stuff and they can do their little turn on the catwalk and show you whether or not they have any talent?
So we'll be at Democracy Bar this evening.
Okay, that's in Melville.
Yes.
Okay.
And then we will be at Karaoke Kong, which is in Melville.
Okay.
Same owners, yeah.
Okay, very good.
Yeah.
Well, there we go.
A lot of drunk people. I've been there before.
I've never been there.
Karaoke.
You didn't go on the model scouting night, Josephine. Well, we wouldn't have you here anymore, would we? All right. Very good.
Yeah.
I love this. Thank you very much for coming to see us this morning. And Sims, thank you for giving us all those amazing tips about sounds that we didn't know.
All manufactured.
Right. And just tidy yourselves up, everybody. I mean, like, really, you know. Don't be an embarrassment. Marco wants to know, what about people with wheelchairs? Well,
sorry for you.
I mean, they're limited opportunities, but there are.
And I mean, the thing is, I mean, there's always the
like
editorial
houses with a double
aspect.
Story. They're not all of them are for you. Marco's got a good sense of humor. He knows. But there are. I mean, there are disabled models. There
100%,
are. There are models of all sizes and shapes. There are models who are extremely fat.
I think there's an opportunity for everyone out there. If you've got it.
Yeah, and it, and I've always said this, I don't know whether it's true or not, but I certainly have never been disappointed. Confidence is the sexiest thing in the world.
Most definitely.
Right? Not confidence where
not
it becomes
cocky.
Arrogance.
Yeah. Yeah.
But confidence, like if somebody really is comfortable in their skin. To me, I think that is probably the most attractive thing of all. And if you can find that, then good luck to you.
Gareth, if I'm allowed to also say,
Go on.
If any brands, obviously, it's extremely important for us to, as you know, the competition's big. It's huge. And we also just want to link up with the correct brands. Hence why, yes, name dropping that we're very, very proud. You know, for example, like, yes, MSC Cruises, they're part of us now.
Oh, wow.
You know? Yeah, everybody wants to go on a cruise.
Yeah, people like that.
And I mean, like King Price, they're part of us now.
King Price Insurance, yeah. No, but them think, too. They're also in Pretoria, right?
Yeah, exactly. Right. And we just want to really open opportunities to from the smallest businesses to the biggest businesses. Because I think everybody thinks Times Square San Bernardino, it's so big, it's so lush, it's next level. Because it is, you know, we're very grateful for their venue. But we want to have the smallest businesses to also be able to be part of this.
Okay. And how can they get hold of you? Social media is the best?
Yeah, social media, yeah.
All right.
That's about paying it forward, guys.
Yeah, sure.
And smelling good.
Yes. Smell good.
I'm never going to forget that.
Yeah, that's nice. See, that's a compliment.
Yeah.
All right, very good. That's all we got time for, though, this morning. And if you want to find out more, we'll put all the links in the description of the podcast. And by the way, talking about podcasts, if you haven't already and you have the temerity to watch this show and listen to our show wherever you get it, but you haven't subscribed yet, well, that is worse than having a TV and not paying your license. And let me tell you, now that I've paid mine, I am a smug TV license payer. And I look down on you illegal sons of bitches who don't pay your TV license, all right? So the least you can do is subscribe to this fucking show. That's all.
Oh.
Cause I never